Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, the European commercial real estate market stumbles in 2024, and Nards Entertainment's John Carroll discusses AV trends in commercial spaces. Plus, the Salt Shed will host the annual Chicago Commercial Real Estate Awards. This coverage and more up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a look at the European commercial real estate market, which is facing a significant slump. Transaction volumes have hit a 12-year low in the first quarter of 2024. Joining us now with more details is our correspondent. Can you give us an overview of the current state of the market?
The situation is quite concerning, David. According to data from MSCI Real Assets, completed commercial property transactions in Europe totaled just 34.5 billion euros in the first 3 months of 2024, a 26% drop compared to the same period last year. This marks the seventh consecutive quarter of decline and the lowest transaction volume since the third quarter of 2010. The number of companies buying and selling properties has also hit a 12-year low.
What are the main factors contributing to this slowdown in the commercial real estate market?
There are several key factors at play. The historically low interest rate environment that fueled a commercial real estate boom following the global financial crisis is no longer in effect. Central banks have been raising interest rates to combat inflation, which has significantly impacted debt financing, a crucial component of commercial property deals. Additionally, the lasting impact of the pandemic on work patterns and a gloomy economic outlook have dampened investor confidence.
How are industry experts and investors reacting to this challenging market environment?
John O'Driscoll, global co-head of real estate for AXA IM Alts, emphasizes the crucial role of interest rates in the sector. While there are signs of inflation cooling and potential interest rate cuts on the horizon, the market remains hesitant. O'Driscoll acknowledges that early 2024 could be an interesting re-entry point for investment, but a backlog of sellers has emerged due to low volumes in the past 2 years, further complicating the situation.
What about cross-border investments? How have they been affected by the current market conditions?
Cross-border real estate acquisition volumes have also taken a significant hit, plunging to their lowest level since 2010, and representing less than 35% of total investment. U.S. investors, who were previously a major source of cross-border capital, have scaled back significantly, according to MSCI.
It seems that there is a significant gap between buyer and seller expectations. Can you elaborate on this issue?
Absolutely, David. The discrepancy between buyer and seller expectations is a major hurdle to deal completion. For example, there is a 20% gap between asking prices for London office properties and actual sale prices. This uncertainty has led to a worrying trend, a spike in terminated deals and properties being withdrawn from the market. Data reveals 110 busted deals across Europe in Q1 2024, the highest level since the global financial crisis.
Are there any other notable trends or concerns in the European commercial real estate market?
Yes, the situation is further aggravated by an increase in distressed sales, where property owners are forced to sell at a discount due to financial difficulties. Germany appears particularly vulnerable, with several large sales emerging from the July 2023 collapse of developer Centrum Group. Experts warn that a swift recovery for the European commercial real estate market is unlikely, given the challenging economic climate and the backlog of sellers. The path forward remains unclear, with market participants anxiously awaiting a shift in interest rates and a more stable economic picture.
Thanks for that comprehensive update on the European commercial real estate market. It's clear the sector is facing significant challenges that investors will be closely monitoring in the coming months. On a related note, the COVID-19 pandemic has also had a lasting impact on commercial spaces, changing the way offices are designed and how AV systems are deployed. To discuss these trends, we're joined by John Carroll of Nards Entertainment. So, James, what insights did Carroll share about the evolving office landscape?
Well, David, Carroll noted that
that many companies are consolidating their once sprawling office spaces in the wake of the pandemic. This has led to the elimination of some boardrooms and huddle spaces. As a result, integrators need to be strategic in how they design and deploy collaboration and conferencing systems to ensure maximum effectiveness in these reconfigured environments.
Interesting. And did Carol discuss any specific technologies or approaches that can help achieve that effectiveness?
He did. Carol is a big proponent of simplifying user interfaces, especially in amenity spaces, which are a core market for his company. For example, he favors URC keypads that minimize the number of buttons to ensure ease of use. In fact, this philosophy guides his technology choices throughout the entire deployment.
So he starts with the ideal user experience and works backwards from there.
Exactly. As Carol puts it, now that I've got the 5 buttons that I need, what equipment allows me to make those 5 buttons all that I need? This mindset shapes his decisions around video distribution, audio distribution, and the entire AV ecosystem.
It's a user-centric approach that seems well-suited to the changing dynamics of commercial spaces. Thanks for those insights from your conversation with John Carroll of Nards Entertainment, James. And speaking of notable commercial real estate, the 36th Annual Chicago Commercial Real Estate Awards, benefiting the Greater Chicago Food Depository, will be held on May 1st, 2024, at a new venue this year, the Salt Shed. The Salt Shed is a reimagining of the iconic Morton Salt Complex that the company inhabited for nearly 100 years. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent at the scene. What can you tell us about this new venue and the upcoming awards?
The Salt Shed is an exciting new indoor and outdoor music venue, as well as a community space, located at 1357 and Elston Avenue. It's a transformation of the former Morton Salt facility that aims to breathe new life into the space. Holding the Chicago Commercial Real Estate Awards there is a great way to showcase this reimagined complex. The awards ceremony itself recognizes outstanding achievements in commercial real estate throughout Chicago. It's also notable for being the Food Depository's largest annual fundraiser, continuing a partnership between the two groups that dates back to 1989.
And this awards ceremony tends to draw quite a crowd, right? What kind of turnout are they expecting this year at the new Salt Shed venue?
That's right. The Chicago Commercial Real Estate Awards is a major event that brings together many key players and leaders in the industry. This year, they are expecting around 1,800 guests to attend the ceremony and reception at the Salt Shed. It's an evening filled with networking, a cocktail reception, and of course, the awards presentation. The large expected turnout is a testament to the importance of this event for the commercial real estate community in Chicago.
Let's talk more about the charitable component, the partnership with the Greater Chicago Food Depository. How does this event support their critical mission?
The Greater Chicago Food Depository is the city's food bank, working to end hunger throughout Chicagoland. They have a network of over 800 partner pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and other programs that provide food to those in need. The Chicago Commercial Real Estate Awards is their single largest fundraising event each year. The money raised helps the Food Depository supply its partner agencies with healthy food to distribute to the community. Last year alone, the Food Depository's network served over 91 million meals to those facing food insecurity.
And there's another big commercial real estate event coming up in Chicago soon after this one, correct? The Connect Midwest Conference?
Yes, on June 4th, 2024. The Connect Midwest Multifamily, Affordable, Student, and Senior Housing Trends Conference will take place at the W Chicago City Center Hotel. A major highlight will be the Lifetime Achievement Award presentation and keynote interview with G. Joseph Cosenza, a prominent figure in the industry. Cosenza is the vice chairman of the Inland Real Estate Group and president of Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. The conference provides an opportunity to hear his insights and network with others in the multifamily and specialty housing sectors.
Thank you for that report on the 36th Annual Awards at the newly opened Salt Shed venue and the Connect Midwest Conference. Both events sound like they will be filled with celebration, networking, and industry insights, all while supporting the vital work of the Greater Chicago Food Depository. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.